I'm with Stacy the Cat Carter. How are you, Stacy?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing great. You were actually my favorite diva growing up.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
So it's a pleasure to speak with you right now.
Why was I your favorite diva?
I don't know. I thought you were lovely.
Oh, you're supposed to be asking the questions, not me, right?
You can ask me a question back.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I don't know. I just I liked your personality and what you added to the product.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's a lot of fun doing that kind of stuff.
So, yeah, you caught me off guard there.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So we're based in Montreal, Canada. Have you ever been up north?
Oh,
any memories wrestling
up
north?
Yes, I've been to Canada many times. Actually, going across the border one time, I was on an airplane, flew into Detroit. And I was with Jerry. He and I were doing a wrestling show somewhere up there, and I had to use the restroom really bad. I had to go potty, tinkle. And the guy that was driving us was from Canada, and he had never been over or hadn't been driving or something. He didn't know where he was and didn't know where he was going, and he was like, okay, this is my map quest printout. I have to go this way. He goes, as soon as we get through the border, through the customs, there's bathrooms right there, like a rest stop or whatever. So anyway, long story short, when they let us go through, then all of us, I go, okay, pull over. And so they got pulled in real fast, and I jumped out of the car to run into the bathroom. Well, they thought that I was trying to hide drugs or something. So they stopped me.
No, you got to be really careful.
I didn't know. And so, but we were already gotten the go-ahead to go through. We were already on the other side. We were in Canada. They called all these people. They had the dogs. They took this poor guy's van completely apart. I'm standing there, like, jumping up and down, crying, going, I really got to go. Jerry said, just pee in your pants. That'll show them. And I was like, no. And so they finally got somebody over there, and she watched me pee. And so that was my biggest memory.
At the border.
At the border. But no, I've had a lot of fun memories in Canada. I love going shopping there. I love the fans there. I loved I did a couple of conventions over there. Everybody's really cool.
Well, now with the exchange rate, you can get pretty good
shopping. I know, right?
So you left the WWE in 2001.
Yes.
And it was a long time until you came back to wrestling. What brought you back?
What brought me back was a couple of guys who were not movie producers, who were writers and producers of TV shows and wanted to do a reality show about me. And so I thought, well, heck, because we were in the planning of all that, we actually filmed a pilot, and it was about the real estate business going down. It was back in 2007 or 2008, something like that, when the market was bad, and I sell real estate, so I had been doing real estate there in Florida since 2002, and I had my own companies. And so the premise of the show was that the market's going down, and you know, everyone was getting into real estate at that time, and I needed to find my niche. I needed to stand out. And so that brought Al Snow in. I brought Hillbilly Jim, Jimmy Hart, Lanny Poffo, Greg Valentine, and I was going to teach them how to sell real estate, get their license, and I was their broker. And it was basically me babysitting a bunch of overgrown kids.
So did they end up becoming real estate agents?
No, we ended up not doing it, only because the two guys that started Pimp My Ride and Survivor, the original Survivor. What they did was, after the first season, when it got they got real popular, then they would just sell them off. So if you notice, your favorite show one year, and then the next year it's like not so great. It's because it's different writers and different people producing it and stuff like that. So that's what happened. And then one of the guys was, we were set to film 8, and we were going to be on Country Music Television. And then one of the writers of it, his name was Bruce, him and his wife were over in another country on vacation or something, and she ended up dead in a ditch or a ravine or something like that. And so now he's in prison over there in that country. My dreams of being in reality show is gone. Long
it's not too late. It's never too late.
No.
Real Housewives of Florida.
No, thank you. I... you know, like, I love coming to doing these shows, and I'm in Texas now, and I have my mom, and I have my two nieces, and I have my real estate career, and I have friends and all that kind of stuff, and it's just like a normal life. And so here is not normal life.
It's like you're like a superhero. You put on your
right.
your
see,
mask
I don't,
and cape.
Yeah, I don't look at myself like that. I mean, I don't. I'm just like, and I've never been able to, I don't know, fully jump into the superstar life or whatever. The what you call me, a superhero? Oh my gosh. And so.
Well, you say you have your normal life, and then you have this.
Well, yeah, no, yeah. And so it's like you really can't do both. It's either one or the other, and. I really like my normal life, and I like that part of it. So, you know, I just want to, you know, I'm not saying I don't want to retire, because I'm way too young to retire. 47, like, whoa.
No way.
Well, I'll be 47. Am I? Yeah, 47 in September. So, yeah, I'm going to just concentrate on
You don't need to tell anybody that. Like.
Oh, I don't care. Just concentrate on my real estate and family and all that kind of stuff, and you know, who knows, maybe, you know, come do these every few years or so, just to get out and meet people and talk to fans and people like you. They're like, you're my favorite. I'm like, oh, that's
you
so
were
sweet.
I had your
so
picture
sweet.
On my wall.
Well, let's take a picture together, and then I'll put yours on my wall now.
Oh,
so.
So I've been wondering, right before you left WWF at the time, you were about to start a faction called the Right to Nudity. Where was that leading towards?
I have no idea. I wasn't the writers. I guess it was just like a spinoff kind of for the Right to Censor, and it was just, I guess, something to buckle them, or, you know, to have a rivalry with that and all that. I loved doing that. It was so much fun. And, you know, even all that stuff with Terry and doing the, you know, the cat fights and arm wrestling and all that fun stuff, I just enjoyed all that so much. I thought it was fun. It was lighthearted and all that kind of stuff. And it was just a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun to watch, too, as a viewer. It must have been very disappointing for you for it to come to a halt like that so suddenly.
Well, it was very confusing. It was extremely depressing. So that's probably why, or I know that's why, that I just kind of disassociated myself with it all and got out of it for a long time. And not that not being on TV or not being superstar or whatever, that part wasn't the depressing part. It's the they tell you we're family. It's the WWE universe. We're family. And then one minute, you are part of it, and the next minute, you're not.
It's here today, gone tomorrow. When you're out of sight, out of mind. And it was a tough era. WCW closing, ECW closing, 2000, 2001, 2002 was a tough time.
Yeah, it was. And so it was hurt more than anything over. There was no explanation. The thing that they gave was had an attitude problem, and if somebody said that I had an attitude problem, and if they gave me any more of a push, that I would have a bigger head than China.
I think it's just an excuse.
Oh, see, that's the thing. It's like that was the total opposite of me. It was so funny because anytime they ever asked me to do anything, and you saw what I did. Yeah. So, I mean, like everything that I did, I never questioned it. I never said no, I don't want to do it. And we had some serious drama with some of those matches, some of those skits, some of those vignettes, some of those little storylines that we did with the other girls that I was doing them with, because they didn't want any part of it. And so they would try to change it, or they would complain about it. Them giving that excuse was like, you know, that's not the reason, but we're not going to tell you the reason.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Have you had any contact with them in recent years about making an appearance on the network? Or?
No.
No?
No.
Would that be something you'd be interested in?
No.
No?
No,
okay.
No.
You'd never go back?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I can say never say never, because I am saying never. No, I
never say never. It is, in the industry, it is never say never.
Well, no, I'm saying never. I am saying never. But, yeah, because I would never put myself through that again.
Okay.
I just can't. I couldn't do it.
So now in recent years, you've come back into the wrestling industry, and you get to have a good time. You get to have fun.
Yes.
Meet your fans, interact.
Yes, it's a totally different experience than when you're in the WWF or WWE. You don't get this close and personal with fans, and you know, you don't even realize when you're doing that the effect that you have on people and stuff. Like, I've had girls come up and say, you know, you were my inspiration, or you know, like, I used to follow you, I used to wear my hair like you, I used to dress like you, you know, and so that kind of took me back a little bit. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, was I a positive influence or not? Like, I hope I was.
Why not?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm sure you inspired a lot of young girls.
Well, I mean, that's what you get. That's what you get when you get to do stuff like this. And this is a lot of fun. I do enjoy it. It's not that I don't enjoy it. It's just I need to move on. And that's a positive thing. That's a great thing.
And you're doing well in life and real estate.
Yes. Yes.
Texas now.
Texas. My mom is in Texas. My nieces are in Texas. My family's in Texas. My dad, everybody. So, yeah, I moved to Texas for my family from Florida. I'm not going to say that I don't miss Florida because I miss it so bad.
But, at least the weather's still hot.
Oh, yeah, the weather is just like Florida. Minus the beaches.
Oh, okay, there's no beaches there. That's a shame. I love beaches. We don't have beaches in Montreal.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's also too cold.
Yeah, I was going to say, you would have ice ponds.
It's one of my favorite things about Florida. But, you mentioned China. Memories of working with the late Joni Lauro.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun doing our little thing and all that. We were the best of friends at one point. I think just circumstances in life got to her and took her to a different path, and that's unfortunate. The person in the last 10 years is not the person that I knew, and I don't know what to say about it. Only she could have helped herself, and unfortunately it turned out pretty tragic.
And you brought up Terry also. She's had some less than fond things to say about the aforementioned pillowcase matches and stuff like that.
Yeah, we never got to do the pillowcase. I would love to do that, but yeah, I did do stink face a few times. But yeah,
that sounds fun.
It does. I mean, she didn't like all that kind of stuff. And then like last year, we were here at WrestleCon, and she kind of put a perspective on it. You know, it was like, well, I have to be a mom when I go home, and it was like, this is the stuff that they're seeing on TV, and I'm thinking, okay, well, why would you be on TV if you want to be a mom? Like, I don't know. maybe because I don't have kids, I don't get it, but it's like, I don't know. I just looked at it like we were under contract. I had an obligation. I thought it was all fun. It was fun and games. It was lighthearted. It was stuff that, you know, to get a laugh, and if other people can't understand that, then they don't need to be watching wrestling.
Thank you, Stacey. Pleasure to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
Stacey the Cat Carter joining us here on Main Event Radio. Very nice interview.
I love her accent.
I love it too.
Nice Southern Belle, man. And Ryan, man, like, you got that charm in you.
Hey.
Great interview, man. Great to hear her from her. I haven't heard from her in years.
Yeah, it was great to hear from her. I've actually been trying to get an interview with her for a while, and it was great to bump into her a few weeks ago when we recorded this interview and catch up on things. A shame that she never wants to return to WWE, though. She still has bad blood from her firing in 2001.
Well, a lot happened. Yeah. That was a pretty messed situation.
Yeah.